AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A shocking revelation from federal investigators who say the deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia happened after the train barreled into a curve at a speed of more than 100 miles per hour. NTSB member Robert Sumwalt.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour.
The engineer has refused to give a statement to law enforcement and left a police precinct with a lawyer. Rail safety expert Stephen Sullivan says Amtrak's had a hard time upgrading its track safety system for the entire Northeast Corridor because the technology has to sync with other rail systems.
All the railroads are under the same deadline. All the railroads have to have systems that can talk to one another. So Amtrak also has to have a system that's compatible in an interoperable way.
Seven people were killed, scores injured in the derailment. One of those killed was AP video software architect Jim Gaines, remembered by the AP's Paul Calori.
I think the first thing everybody would say is that he's the kindest, nicest person anybody here has met.
Other victims include a midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy, a Wells Fargo executive, and a CEO of an educational startup. At least 10 people are still hospitalized in critical condition. A federal jury in Boston reconvenes in the morning to continue deliberating a sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Jurors must decide whether he gets the death penalty for the attack or spends the rest of his life in prison. In Florida, Panama City Beach leaders have voted to ban beach drinking during March as part of a larger crackdown on spring break partying. This is AP Radio News. The GOP-controlled House has approved a bill that bans late-term abortions.
The bill would criminalize most abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy, and it includes language aimed at saving the fetus if it appears it can survive outside the womb. House Speaker John Boehner hailed the bill.
The most pro-life legislation to ever come before this body.
Most Democrats, like Barbara Lee, voted no.
It's nothing more than another ideological attack on women's reproductive rights.
The measure includes an exemption for rape victims who get counseling or medical care. It replaces language the GOP women rebelled against that predicated the exemption on reporting the attack to police. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Laramie City Council has approved a local anti-discrimination ordinance. Laramie is the Wyoming college town where Matthew Shepard's murder triggered nationwide sympathy and brought a reexamination of attitude toward gays 17 years ago. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.